Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, February 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices: March corn down 5¾ cents at 654.5. March wheat down 11¼ cents at 727. And March beans up 0.5 cents, 15.34¾. That was a dime off its highs. March options expire today, so they might try to get the March corn down around 650. Wouldn't surprise me out here. Currently, we've got the crude oil $1.25 off its highs. We're down 13 cents a barrel now. Exports this morning, we've got wheat a combined 418, corn a combined 848, and beans a combined 567. Only 176,000 metric tons of beans went to China. Currently, the Dow Jones is down 400 points. The dollar is up 67 at 105.21. There's a lot of resistance at 106 in the dollar. This is the highest prices we've seen since December. The bonds are down another full point. Silver's down 28 cents. So the outside market certainly might play on the grains here today. The Chinese offered a peace deal and suggested a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine laughed at the deal, as well as NATO. They were suggesting that Russia should keep all their captured lands, but we should drop sanctions against Russia. That's an absolute non-starter. Right now, despite the war, world wheat prices, or at least Chicago delivery, we've got wheat under corn for export right now. So that could encourage some wheat feeding out here. The Buenos Aires Exchange said that the soybean production in Argentina is 33.5. It was down from, I think, 38 million last month. I don't think it's nearly that bad. I think these rains have really helped. I think we're much closer to 36 or 37, but the total Brazilian, Paraguay, and Argentinian crops are going to be huge out here. When you look at the total, it'd probably be close to a record. I don't really see any real problems out here that would cause this market to rally. You know, we know we've got pretty good bean oil demand out here, but I look at these charts, corn, wheat, they look terrible. The bean chart doesn't look as bad, but the funds are still long 170,000 contracts of beans. They're long 200,000 contracts of corn. I mean, if they want out, which certainly looks, you know, pretty risky out here to be long, we've got the corn under all the moving averages, under all the major trend lines. So it's support at 652, and then again at 642 in that range. But I think that's probably where we're heading here short term anyway. So I think we've got a lot of corn. We've got good weather here in the U.S. Argentina looks a little bit drier, but we've been seeing these forecasts now for the last month, and then they get these pop-up rains. So again, I don't see anything particularly friendly out here unless there's some end user short covering. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.